suspect in Kirk's killing, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who's said to not be cooperating with police.
Investigators also confirming they've now interviewed Robinson's roommate, with whom they say he was romantically involved. Officials say Robinson had no military experience, but was proficient with a firearm. Multiple social media posts by his family show him posing with guns.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News. Big anti-immigration protest held in London over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people taking part. ABC's Lama Hassan was there.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer responding on social media, saying Britain is a nation proudly built on tolerance, diversity and respect. He said our flag represents our diverse country, adding that we will never surrender it to those that use it as a symbol of violence, fear and division.
Pumpkin spice, move over. ABC's Wayne Cabot says there's a new flavor in town.
The new flavor of fall may very well be pecan. For the first time, Starbucks is adding pecan beverages to its full-time menu. Snickers just made its pecan bar a regular item. Orders of pecan-flavored items via DoorDash are up 28% year over year. Trying to agree on a pronunciation for pecan, as we say in the Northeast, or pecan, as some say, can make you nutty. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's downtown area is due for a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. The city's redevelopment authority approved several key agreements and millions of dollars of support toward the construction project last week. The plan is to break ground next summer on a new Green Bay Metro Fire Central City headquarters and 85 units of affordable housing, a project with a $32 million price tag. City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger Sheet Metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City fire station and five-story apartment building to be called Fire Station Apartments. Demolition of many aging industrial buildings on the property started last July. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? That's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. Right now, 75 degrees.
Don't be slow. No, 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 no. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and little conversation. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Use that contact page to let us know what you think of all the music at WGBW.fm.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Do-do-do-do. 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 substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you see my smile. Yeah, look a little bit closer and it's easy. Oh, the tracks of my
GBW. Little pop quiz here on a Monday. I know that's not fair to do to you, but this is, you won't have to think too hard. Just throw out a number, throw out a guess. How much money do you think you would need to have in this 2025, in the year of our Lord 2025, to achieve the American dream? Whatever that means for you, whether it's, you know, certain type of house, certain type of wedding, certain type of car, whatever it is, certain type of family, white picket fence, to achieve the American dream in 2025, how much money would that cost? And we are going to reveal that in a half hour. It might shock you, for better or for worse. I don't know. I don't know your number, but that's coming up on WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Peggy Sue. Peppa Pig. Sue, it's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And I want to give a little shout out to my friend Peggy. Had a nice little visit with her last week, and she said, you know, I really love your new station. I said, I know, Peggy. It's really fun. She's like, oh, yeah. I mean, just song after song after song. You can't go wrong. And news every half hour. I mean, what more could you possibly need? In fact, another local news update is coming up in minutes.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you.
on 97.9 WGBW. Let's get you that local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a local news update. If you like the option of taking an Amtrak bus down to Milwaukee from Green Bay, you only have a couple more weeks to enjoy the ride. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the Amtrak I-41 thruway bus service between Green Bay and Milwaukee will end on October 1st. The service started in 2019 as a way for travelers to make same-day round trips between cities along I-41, like Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, as well as Chicago and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. Governor Evers requested funding for the service, as well as potential rail expansion in his state budget proposal, but additional passenger rail funding failed to make it through the budget committee. Green Bay's downtown area is due for a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. The city's redevelopment authority approved several key agreements.
Local news and timeless hits. It's a beautiful Monday. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Coming up, Roy Orbison. In the day, the music died. But first, Savannah Garfunkel, 97.9. It's Cecilia.
City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger sheet metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City Fire Station and five-story apartment building to be called Fire Station Apartments. Demolition of many aging industrial buildings on the property started last July. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. Currently, it's 76.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the all of its eight and a half. Wrong with yours truly.
Locations and Apple
said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I
wrong with yours truly.
With locations in Appleton and
hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep
people walking above. We'll be falling.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Our Green Bay Boardwalk, a.k.a. the City Deck, will be the site of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's coming up Saturday, September 27th. More details on that later in the show. WGBW. Walk, a.k.a. the City Deck, will be the site of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's coming up Saturday, September 27th. More details on that later in the show. WGBW.
So I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. In just a few, we are going to reveal how much money you need to achieve the American dream. Take a guess, though. Just throw a number out there. What do you think? How much money would you need?
The Beach Boys, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with the feel-good music. Eric here. Good afternoon. Hey, thank you. You made a good decision. You tuned in. You're listening to 97.9, and I hope you are enjoying it. I've got so many more awesome tunes to play right now. A local news update. Connie Feldman has it for you.
Just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worried, oh, I came home again. But I woke up this morning, you were on my
That's right. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with a sweet-talking guy. It's the Chiffons. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I did not expect to have tears in my eyes as I was driving down Velp Avenue on the way into work earlier today, and I was listening to the station. I'll tell you what got me, because it may have gotten you too, and it's pretty awesome. WGBW study chair.
I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory. So day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Tell me, have you seen her?
Sir Elton John with a little Crocodile Rock. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, where we remember when rock was young. Eric here, good afternoon. Oh my goodness, I did not expect to be coming into work today and to have tears coming down my eyes as I was driving down Belfast.
To an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can stream us online anytime at WGBW.FM all over the world with Mungo Jerry, 97.9.
Squeeze me tight.
some timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. All right, how much money does it take to achieve the American dream? Because every time I think, maybe I'll give up one of my million jobs that I have, I'm reminded of this. So it's about $600,000 more than it was last year. That's not what it is. That's how much more it was than last year. You will need to achieve the American dream in 2025. Over $5 million. So great. So they say that that is your house, your healthcare, retirement, raising kids, having vehicles, cost of weddings, like all of that to achieve the American dream, $5 million in 2025. That is up from 2023 when it was $3.4 million. So what made it increase? Just inflation, groceries going crazy? They say healthcare and retirement are the two biggest rising costs for the American dream, but still 7 in 10 people believe in the American dream. I just know I need to keep working. All of the jobs.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. The Unchained Melody happens to be one of the most recorded songs in history. Over 1,500 recordings by 670 artists in multiple languages and growing.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow you back home. Nobody can do the shit. Like I do, nobody can do the NBC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after talks with a Chinese delegation, there is a framework to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok.
Congress last year passed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it got sufficient U.S. ownership. But President Trump has repeatedly extended the deadline for the app's sale set in that law. Another